And we want to talk about the relationship between halacha and Kabbalah. And we want to begin with the tour. So this is, I call it an Erev Lag BaOmer Shir, if you will. Shalom Aleichem Byron, how are you? Alright, we're looking in Hilchas Tefillin, in the tour Simon Chaf Hei. And he quotes a machlokas between the Rif, Rashi, and the Rush about how many brachos you should be making on your tefillin. Should you be making one bracha for both, Shal Yad and Shal Rush, or two separate brachos? And he writes, Yaniach Shal Yad Tchila v'yavarech asher kitshonim etzolso v'tzivon ala niach tefillin, v'yachach Shal Rush v'yavarech asher kitshonim etzolso v'tzivon ala mitzvahs tefillin, Afal P, Sherav Alphys, Pasak She'en Levarach Al Shteyan El Bracha Achas, Shila Niach. Right? If there's no hefsek between the first and the second, the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you make one bracha suffices for both. And we should be aware and cognizant of the Shita Sarif. The chain cause of Rashi, Vaharbi Mechabrim. So the Rif is not a lone soldier here. There are many who agree with the Rif, including Rashi. Vadoni Avi Arashal, Hiskim Shiesh Levarach, Shtei Brachos, Af Below Hefsek. And the Torah says that my codes reflect the opinion of my father, the Rush. And therefore, even though against my father, the Rush, we have the Rif, the Rashi, and others, nevertheless, we should require two brachas. And now we want to look at the Beis Yosef on the left column. The Ha'agur, Kosav, Vizel Shono. And this is very fascinating how the Agur is going to prove his opinion. He says, "Vaniyah mechaber matzosi b'sefer azor b'parshas Pinchas maimer derab Shimon bar Yochai di ein levarach al shneim ele bracha achas v'zel shono amar Rab Shimon tefillin inun al mochin al mocha lekabel zachar utfillin de darura smola al." Levia lekabel shamar ma zocher v'shom v'dibur echonemu af hocha bebracha achas l'tshavai. Now, Rabosai, I am not a scholar in any sense of the term with regard to Kabbalah, so I cannot tell you exactly what these deep concepts are all about. Somehow, Rav Shimon bar Yochai identifies Tefillin Shel Rosh with Zachar, okay, and that's the Yamin, that's the right side, and Tefillin Shel Yad with the left side, and that's Shamar, and you have Zachar v'Shamar, and when you unite the two, you get one single mitzvah of Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur Echa Nemru. The Gemara always equates Shamar and Zachar, even though Zachar is in the first set of Seder Tzvi, Shamar in the second. And this is going to teach me, says the Zohar, that you should be making one bracha for the two. In Lamdisha terms, if we were in Bali Kabbalah, we would simply say it's one mitzvah deserves one bracha. However, again, that's not such a simple position, because the Moni HaMitzvahs count Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh as two separate mitzvahs. We've mentioned it on many occasions. And they're not Ma'akev Zuitzu. They are two separate independent mitzvahs. It's not like four tzitzios where you need every one of the four. Otherwise it's nothing. It's all or bust. And therefore, based on the Sefer HaAgur, we would come to the conclusion that a halachic position can be substantiated by the Kabbalah itself, and in this case it means that the Agur is advocating one bracha for both tefillin based on the Zohar. The Agur goes on to say the following. And this is the first of the wide lines. Vani Tomasi, I am absolutely in astonishment. Al Hani Rav Revei Acholkim Al Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on those great, you know, large trees, you know, the large giants who argue with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and they require two brachos. Im Hayashi Yedu Maimer Zeh, is it possible that they knew the statement of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, these Rishonim, like the Rush and the Tour, and nevertheless they disagreed and required two brachos, knowing full well that the Zohar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, has established beyond the shadow of a doubt, based on Kabbalah, that you should be mevarech one bracha for two. And he is so hard pressed now to justify the minog. He writes, "Umikomakom ha'olam noagim levarech shtayim." The minog is amongst Ashkenazic Jews who follow in the footsteps of the Rush, the Tur, and the Ramah. They actually put on the shel Rush the shel Yad with one bracha, then they make a second bracha on the shel Rush. And he really doesn't know how to justify that second bracha. Are they unaware of the words and the logic of the Zohar? Says the Beis Yosef, V'eini yodea lama tamal zeh. I don't know why the Agur has to be so astonished by the fact that the halacha doesn't reflect the opinion of the Zohar. He says, Yosef Mikamadinim, he should have asked the same question many, many times over. Shematzinu Shekosav Rabbeinu Shimon Ben Yochai B'Sefer HaZohar Hepech Mimaskana De Talmuda. We find that the presentation of the Zohar is antithetical to the bottom line that's reflected by the Talmud, by the Talmud Bavli. V'eina Poskim Kosvil Maskana De Talmuda. When there is a conflict between the Kabbalah and the Talmud, we accept the Talmud. And therefore, if based on Talmudic law, we should conclude, insofar as the fact that Shel Rosh is a separate mitzvah, and the Gemara formulates a bracha for the Shel Rosh, a separate bracha, that the Shel Rosh deserves its own bracha. You'll tell me, how can we go against the Zohar? Why don't you ask that question on many, many dinim? We reflect, the halach has to reflect the Talmud and not the Zohar. V'taima, and if you ask me why is that so, mipnei mishum ta'afilum ayu yodim divrei Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even if the Talmud was well aware of the logic of the Zohar, thank you. Took me a while to get that out. Sorry. Lo avi chayshi lehu b'makom de polagat Talmud didan. The Gemara is not going to quote the Zohar, even though the Gemara is very well aware of the position of Zohar. The Gemara comes to its conclusion based on its own independent, you know, mesiras haTorah and midosh haTorah nidreshes b'hen. And frankly speaking, the Kabbalah, with all due respect, is not one of the midos haTorah nidreshes b'hen. And therefore the halacha in the Talmud reflects the conclusions of the Talmud, and it's not going to be impressed by the conclusions of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he writes that Eina poskim kosvel tamil mishum da afilu ma yodim, right, fine. Vama farshim dili olam tzarech levarech shtayim. The understanding of the Rishonim is that our Talmud argues with the Zohar and requires two brachos. Mashmul de behejit karma talmudi achi. That's how they understood the maskana of the Bavli. Ulefichach pasku kain. Is kolshkein shivimea poskim adayin lo nigla sefer ma'or hakadosh bi'olam. In other words, even though the Zohar was concealed for a long period of time and it was not accessible, it was sort of lost to the Mesorah, and how much more so are the poskim going to go back to the Talmud Bavli, and the halacha is going to evolve based on the Talmud Bavli. The Ode, and furthermore, She'ein HaMaimra Hu Machria Shalo Levarach El Abrocha Achas, he says, even if I would grant you that we should take the Zohar as a source for halachic psak, nevertheless, there's no definite proof that the Zohar advocates one bracha for both. Da efshar the iu nami sovedim of our shtayim. Even the Zohar is of the opinion that you make two brachas. Machshakos of afocha bracha achas. Just like shomer v'zocher b'divrechad, so too here it should be one bracha l'travayim for both tefillin shel yad tefillin shel rosh. Hainu lomar the birchas lohaniach koi nami al shel rosh u'mishum hachi ein lahafzik b'neihem. Very, very sharp a move here on the part of the Beis Yosef. He's saying, when the Zohar says that there's one bracha travayu, he doesn't mean to say that the Shal Rosh is brachalis, you know, the Shal Rosh doesn't have the status as a mitzvah unto itself to generate a bracha. What it meant is that the first bracha laniach is a travayu. And the nafkamina is that from the laniach until the tefillin shel rosh have been placed on the head, you should not be mafsik, because you need that the bracha of the shel yad, the laniach, should be chal, should be related also to the anochas tefillin shel rosh. Which means, by the way, that the shel rosh is almost in a superior position, because whereas the shel yad only gets one bracha, the shel rosh really gets two brachas. One on the hanocha, which means the mice of putting the shel rosh on the head, that's called laniach tefillin, and then al tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin, which means the fact that the tefillin are on my head, and I am ma'utav tefillin, that requires its own bracha. But the Zohar never meant to deny that on a daily basis we should be reciting two brachas. Even the Zohar would agree that we should recite two brachas. Now, the fact that the Beis Yosef felt that he should add that last piece after having a very strong presentation that, you know, we're all more interested in the Maskon of the Talmud than we are of the Zohar, I get the impression that maybe the Beis Yosef is a little bit, you know, what's the word, uncertain about his conclusion, and maybe the Zohar should be placed on a more significant pedestal with the authority to generate halacha. And alternatively, you could say that since the Talmud, even though it requires two brachos, might mean that you need two brachos on the shel rosh, it also might mean that if you are mafsik, you need a second bracha on the shel rosh. The maskanas of Talmud is not as explicit and outspoken as we'd like it to be. Therefore, he adds the possibility that even the Zohar would accept that there should be two brachos. But what's most interesting is the next part of the Beis Yosef, where he quotes the Mari Ibn Khabib. And next time you're in Tzfat, you might want to visit his shul. He says, V'arav Mari Ibn Khabib Kosav Sheshoma Mekubolim Omrim Shematzu V'Sefer HaZohar She'asur Levarech Shtayim. This goes way beyond what we have in our Zohar, and with the way the Beis Yosef wanted to interpret the Zohar, because the Beis Yosef wanted to assume that it's possible that even the Zohar would agree that you need a second bracha for the Shel Rosh. Now he's quoting another version of the Zohar, which absolutely forbids making a second bracha. V'heru lo rabim mehem osam ha-marmorim v'roa shem b'hem ezer kol kach l'kayim ha-sha-omrim b'shmom v'shem ha-kubol echad heru lo ma-marim she'efshal l'kayim mehem she'roi levar shtayim. So the statement of the Mari Ibn Khabib engendered a whole pulmus, you know, a whole vikuach here about whether the Zohar would accept the possibility of two brachos. For who's al kosav shayyim minag levarach shtayim kedivrei Rabbeinu Tam ulahatzil atzmu misofik brachu latolei omer acha bracha after the first bracha bruch sheikvav malchus olam vav yavol pi she'ein meshivin esari ein dover zed nir v'enai sheyovo ha'odom atzmo lidei sofik bracha levatolei v'yisvoch al sheyomar brach sheikvav malchus olam liolam vav. So basically the maskana of the Beis Yosef is that he doesn't want to get involved in a suffik bracha. He thinks that the proper and accurate version of the Zohar would allow for one bracha and possibly even prohibit a second bracha. And therefore, to go ahead and make a second bracha and rely on Baruch Sheikvav Malchuso, I mean, again, if you made a bracha, you could add, but lechatchila to get into such a situation and add Baruch Sheikvav Malchuso, that he says is not acceptable. And therefore, if you look at the bottom of the page, which is the Shulchan Aruch himself, Rav Yosef Kair in the Hilchas Tefillin, Siman Chaf Hey, Sif Hey, he writes, Tchila yivarech laniach tefillin, achkach yaniach shal rosh, velo yivarkiyim bracha achas lishteyeh. So with all his discussion about the fact that we paskin like the Talmud and not like the Kabbalah of the Zohar of Shem Bar Yochai, nevertheless, in this particular case, he's of the opinion that because of the lineup of all the poskim, we should definitely leave out the second bracha and recite one bracha. The Rambam, of course, reflecting the sheet of the Rosh and before him the tour, Yesh Omer, and after him the tour, Yesh Omer Levarech al Shal Rosh al Mitzvah Tefillin, V'afil lo hifzik bein tayim, V'chein poshet aminik v'vnei ashken, Shemvarem shtei brachos, V'tov lo men tovenach brachos shniyah, Bruch shen kvod malchus oliol amvoed. And if you take a look at the V'tov Lomar, in which the Rabbi advocates a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, you'll see that it's explained by the Mishnah Berurah saying Mishum Techashash Bracha Livatola. So again, just to summarize, the Beis Yosef reflects the opinion that if there's a controversy or a conflict in Halacha, had a paskin between the Maskana of the Bavli and the Zohar, then we're not going to establish the halacha like the Zohar. And he goes on to say that it's very possible that there's no machlokes here between the Bavli and the Zohar. And halacha in general is like the Talmud Bavli against the Zohar. But in the case of Tefillin, the Beis Yosef says that although those poskim who advocated in favor of two brachas, a separate bracha for the tefillin shel rosh, that may seem to be the view of the Bavli, but those poskim did not yet know about the Zohar, and maybe had they seen the Zohar, they would have reinterpreted the Bavli, and that's why the Mechaber Paskins Lalocha, in this particular case, like the Zohar, that you should recite one bracha, that's the opinion before him of the Rif, Rashi, and other Rishonim. The Ramah, on the other hand, says that in Ashkenaz we make two brachos. And it seems that the minhag in Ashkenaz is not concerned about the Zohar. You know, forget about the Zohar, it doesn't bother us. So whereas the Beis Yosef would say that if it's a head-on collision between the Zohar and the Bavli, we're going to have to paskin like the Bavli, but nevertheless, if there's some possibility of reinterpreting the Bavli in such a way that we could reconcile the Bavli with the Zohar, then that's what we're going to do. And there is a push, even within the halachic universe, to try to accept the Zohar lahalacha. Now, in order to really take this one step further, we have to look on page 2, again in the Tur and the Beis Yosef, in Hilchas Tefillin, and the question here is whether or not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Tor writes in Simon Lamed Beis of Hilchas Tefillin, Shabbos v'yontiv lavzman tefillin v'cholo shol moed yesh mistapkin bo imuzman tefillin is therefore menichem osan below bracha v'adoni avya rosh sal hoya menicham u'mavarech aleim. The rush, and it seems like the Tor accepts the rush, would require that we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed with a bracha. And if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, and it's a little bit confusing because the Beis Yosef, you know, you can't tell exactly where the Bach is writing and where the Beis Yosef is writing. But in any event, he quotes the Tosis in Menachos. And Tosis says, Yatsu Shabbosis v'yomim tovim shem atzom kuyim os. And it's lav mishum di osir basiyas malach afilu chol hamoed the shari basiyas malach of ika os, that even on chol hamoed when there is no isir malacha, which reflects the sheet of Tosis that isir malacha chol hamoed is only drabbanon, nevertheless it's still called an os. We still have the mitzvah of sukkah, we still have the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore chol hamoed is called an os, and therefore Tosis would reflect the view here that there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Miu, however, v'perek basur d'moed katan, the impression you get from a different source, not in Menachos but in Moed katan, mashma d'chol shel moed chayav b'tefillin. That's the impression that you get. And he says, miu lav raya hi, dahanoch tanoi l'tamayu d'islu d'shabes man tefillinu. It could be that if you maintain that Chol HaMoed is the time for tefillin, you're obligated in tefillin, that's because you were obligated in tefillin on Shabbos. They don't accept this whole premise about Os. We, however, halachically codify the halacha that Os of Shabbos and Yontif does not require tefillin, and therefore we have to ask ourselves the question whether or not Chol HaMoed is considered an Os because of the mitzvahs Hayom, even though there's no Isur Malachim in our Torah. And he goes on to say that there's a proof from the Yerushalmi that's quoted, the Chol HaMoed Chayav B'Tefillin. The Rush wants to suggest that Hilchos Mistabra Lefarsh Gemara Didan, he doesn't want to make a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and therefore he's going to assume that the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi, would accept the view that Chol HaMoed is Chayav B'Tefillin. When it says that Yontif is an os like Shabbos and therefore there's no tefillin, os means asiyas malacha, but in Chol HaMoed there's no asiyas malacha. The kasav od shebis sefer aitim kasav shem agon shalosol aniyat tefillin b'Chol HaMoed v'arash doch advarav. The Rush is very adamant that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli both go with one shita, that Chol HaMoed is not considered an os, and you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'yaka kos v'yesh menichin tefillin below bracha, v'amavarech lo hifsid. And the Tor quotes his father Rosh as saying that we should make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Then he goes on and quotes the Mardechai in the name of the Reed, Nira Raya Gmur Ben Hisham de Chol HaMoed Chayav B'Tefillin. And he wants to suggest again that the Rishonim accepted the Yerushalmi, and therefore you chayav in tefillin. Now let's just fast forward to the next paragraph, the last paragraph in the Beis Yosef. The Achshav Nagu Kol B'nei Sfar Shalola Nicham B'Chol HaMoed. Those Jews who come from Spain, and those who are influenced by those Jews who come from Spain, will not put tefillin on a Chol HaMoed, which is against the Psak of the Tor, and before him the Rush. The Shamati says the Beis Yosef that I heard, Shemikodem hayu menichem al sam b'Chol HaMoed kedivrei HaRush, that the minhag actually changed. Initially, historically, even the Sfaradim accepted the opinion of the Rush, and they wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Achakach, Matsu, then they discovered, because again the Zohar was discovered in a later period of time historically, Kedivrei HaRosh, I'm sorry, Shekasav Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai B'maimer Echad She'osol Anichan B'chol HaMoed V'alkein Nimnu Mil Alichan B'chol HaMoed. Could you imagine what's going on here? The Jews were benching on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and then the Zohar, they found out Ass is wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's it. No more tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The chain kos of Mori Dodi Rabbi Yitzchak Karo, my uncle, he was the Rosh Hashiva at that time, Bitshuva, and it's based on what they found also in a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, which is called the Medrash HaNelam, which is also called by the name Zohar HaChadash, that was published in Hungary. Since the Talmud itself doesn't say clearly 100%, it's only in the Yerushalmi, and we don't know exactly what the position of the Bavli is on this question of Tefillin B'chol HaMoed, is mi yarev lanu lageshes lavar b'kumva say al divrei Rav Shimon bar Yochai amafli kol kach b'iser hanachosom. So again, Rabosai, the Shitos are very consistent, lined up in the way that we anticipated they should be, with regard to Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Beis Yosef, who's always trying to reconcile the Psak of the Zohar, of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, with Halacha, he's going to assume that the Talmud Didan doesn't say a word about Chol HaMoed. And you could argue from now till who knows when, as to whether or not the Bavli would advocate or oppose Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And with all due respect to Yerushalmi, we want to know what the Bavli would say about it. And we have to be so impressed by the Zohar that we're going to make sure that we assume that the Bavli would reflect the sheet of the Zohar. And in fact, that's why the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Chaf Hei of Hilchas Tefillin, that we recite one brach and only one brach on Tefillin because of the Zohar. Zohar v'shamru travayu b'chado. You'll ask about the Talmud. The Talmud was saying something totally different, and there's no stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and you won't find a clear-cut case. When did the Talmud Bavli advocate making a bracha on Shal Rosh? That's because he was mafsik between the Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh. And even though it's very hard to push that into the Bavli, the Beis Yosef is going to do so in order to make peace and harmony between the Bavli and the Zohar. He's not going to do that if he has to undermine the Zohar to make peace between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That he won't do. The Zohar reigns supreme here. The Rosh, on the other hand, is not operating with the Zohar. And the Tur is going to base himself on his father, the Rosh. In the case of Tefillin Shel Rosh, we're going to require a separate bracha. In the case of Tefillin Chol HaMoed, we're going to require and obligate Tefillin Chol HaMoed to the extent in which the Rosh advocated make a bracha on Chol HaMoed, on Tefillin Chol HaMoed. It's not an os. An os equals Isur Malach, and there's no Isur Malach Minat Torah on Chol HaMoed. Don't tell me about Sukkah and Lulav and Matzah. I'm not interested. And the Ramah is going to paskin like the Rosh, as we'll soon see on the bottom of your page 2. And the Ramah is not impressed by the Zohar. So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Lamed Aleph, B'Shabbos V'yotiv Osel Aniyach Tefillin V'Neishe Matzman Os, U'Bechol HaMoed Gamkein Osel Aniyach Tefillin Me'atam Ezeh Atzmo. Rabosai, please underline the word Osor here. It's not like the Beis Yosef says, you know what, you want to be a tzaddik and you want to be a mahadras of mitzvahs, and out of your piety you're going to decide, you know what, I don't want to get involved in this machlok, because I'm going to put on tefillin shel rosh, maybe I'll leave out, I'm going to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, maybe I'm going to leave out the bracha. Forget it, says the Beis Yosef. Don't even dream of it. Asur laniach tefillin. Why? Sheyimei Chol HaMoed gam kein os. Because, as we saw, the Zohar insists that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's a zilzil to the os of Chol HaMoed. You'll say Chol HaMoed is not really, really an os. Let's not upgrade it to the level of Yontif. There's no Yisum Allah min HaTorah. The answer is that Chol HaMoed is an os. It has the mitzvos of Yontif, of the Moed, and we can list the mitzvahs. We can talk about matzah, we can talk about lulav and sukkah. Well, lulav is a different issue because lulav is only doraisa in the Mikdash. So I'm not sure, you have to know what would be the mitzvah doraisa of lulav in the Mikdash called Shiva and Chol HaMoed. Would it be a mitzvah doraisa or not? But certainly we can talk about the mitzvah aliyah leregel, shalosh pam bashana, and that applies on Chol HaMoed as well. So Chol HaMoed b'kitzur is an os, and that reflects the sheet of the Zohar. And comes along the Rambah, the Yeshom Shechol HaMoed chayev b'tfilin, v'chein nogim b'chol glilos elu la'nichon b'moed u'levarech aleihem. Wow. The Rambah is willing to go the full 9 yards, like the Rush. He's looking at the Mechaber, and he's putting his tablecloth on, and he's not interested. We are going to make a bracha. Look at the Machlokas min ha-kotza l'kotza. The Mechaber is going to paskin also l'aniach tefillin. Don't even dream about it. You could have had a compromise sheet. Okay, I'm not going to go as far as the Mechaber. I'll put on tefillin, but at least chotz, leave out the bracha. Have some respect for the Mechaber. Says the Rambam, I'm going to take you to the other extreme. Our minig is going to reflect that tefillin on Chol HaMoed is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah the whole year round of tefillin, and I'm going to require a bracha. The middle shita for the Ashkenazic Jews is the opinion of the Taz. And that's quoted here in the Mishnah Brura. You'll see in Os Ches, he writes, Mishum di yesh manichim, yesh ein manichim, ein mevarchim, yesh levarch b'chashai. He says that I would strongly advocate that since there are many people who don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you should make the bracha quietly. V'chein lo yelech b'hem b'rshus ha-rabim l'beis ha-knesses. He is not excited about people walking around publicly in the streets on Chol HaMoed with tefillin on their heads. And he says, V'achronim iskimu l'das ha-taz, the yoseh tov la'nicham b'li bracha, you might as well leave out the bracha, says the Taz, because this machlokes is too far-reaching, too deep-seated, and we cannot allow a bracha on a mitzvah which is so controversial, if you will. But nevertheless, the essence here for our discussion of the Beis Yosef is to establish that the Sfaradim changed their minog, says the Beis Yosef. Initially, they did wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed. When they found out about the Zohar, who says you're not allowed to wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed, they changed their minog. And the Beis Yosef says that's what he heard from his uncle, the Rosh Hashiva of David, Rav Yitzchak, excuse me, and that's what we paskin. And therefore he writes, May Akash Talmud Didan Lonis Bayer Din Zebeferish. Since in the Talmud Babli it's not clear what is the view, is Miyarav Lonalageshes Lava Bakumva Sail Divir of Shbi Hamafli Kolkafbi Isur Hanachosa. So Rabosai, if you talk about the north of Israel, where we have the Kever, the Tzion Kever of the Rashbi, and you talk about not far away, very close in Tzfat, we have the Kever of the Beit Yosef. You're talking about an area of the world which is very heavily celebrating on Lag BaOmer. I don't have too much time to say Lag BaOmer another day. I mean, at this time tomorrow, where I am, you're not allowed to say Lag BaOmer because it's very close to Shkia. But they will celebrate Lag BaOmer with all the pageantry. It's called Yom Hilula de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, why is this day Lag BaOmer called the celebration of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? It's his Yahrzeit. Now, I don't know anyone who has a Yom Hilula for Moshe Rabbeinu on Zion Adar. There are members of a Chevra Kadisha and so forth that, or Chevra Shas, that will fast on Zion Adar. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch, you should know, paskins, that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's the day of Aaron HaKohen's death. And there are many other cases where we fast on the anniversary of someone's Ptira. The Gemara itself has in the Dorm Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv, Kiyom Shemes Bo Gedalia Ben Achikom. And all of a sudden, Biyom Shemes Bo Rashbi, and I can't even begin to describe to you what kind of celebrations go on. They are anticipating this year 300,000 to 400,000 Jews participating in the Hilula of Rashbi up in the north. For months now, they've been talking about security precautions and police and water and ambulances and where to find parking. I mean, they set up a special parking lot in Carmiel, which is a 20-minute drive to the Kever Rashbi, because there's no place to park. And all this because the Rashbi died on Lag BaOmer. So I saw some say, well, if he died on Lag BaOmer, he probably was born on Lag BaOmer. So we're celebrating his birthday, not his Ptira. That's a little bit of a kvetch, because I don't know anyone who celebrates on Zion Adar, because the Gemara says that was the day in which Moshe Rabbeinu was born. I would more likely be inclined to think that the celebration of the death of the Rashbi has something to do with the Zohar. And it means that when the Rashbi died, he gave over his teachings to the next generation, and then it was passed on through the generations. But you see here that up north, where the Beit Yosef was hanging around in Tzfat, the respect and the awe for the Rashbi and the Zohar is so immense and so intense that we're going to paskin like the Zohar whenever possible. And the exception being when there's an explicit stira between the Kabbalah and the Talmud. Now, if you have the Darkei Moshe on page 1, you will see he says Minageinu Levarech Shtei Brachos. We make two brachos, and we accept the tour and the rush. Dahavi Basroi, they all later reshowed him. Viskimu Lidas Rov Hagaonu Levar Shtei Brachos, the Ein Lashanas, Mikomakom, Tov Lomar Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vaid, Kidire, Maria Ibn Chabib, the Ein Zen Nikra Mevi Brachol Vatol Meacha Shinira Shalocha Levar Shtei Brachos. He says that there's really no need, strictly speaking, based on all the poskim and the rishonim and the gonim that came before them, to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso regarding the bracha on tefillin shel rosh. As we say in Yiddish, das kenet shat in the shidduch. There's nothing lost by it. But then if you look in his next paragraph, he quotes Tosfos in Menachos, the Rabbi Eliyahu, Svir lei b'tzorch likshar tefillin b'chol yom, Rabbi Nitam Omer in Tzorech, the Kosova Beis Yosef, call a poskim iskimu l'das Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't have to tie up your tefillin. The Kosova Ogur b'shem Sefer Zohar, the tefillin shel yad yivarch miyushav v'shel rosh me'umad. We make a brach in a sitting position on the shel yad and a standing position on the shel rosh, and that's the way the Ogur sees it. And you know what? This doesn't surprise me, because we saw already in the Sefer HaAgur that he didn't understand all these poskim who argued with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if they knew about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's psak, and they were inclined to make two brachas. So I would submit to you without a shadow of a doubt that the Sefer HaAgur made one bracha on both Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. I would go a step further and tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt the Sefer HaAgur would make a protest and a big to-do about anyone who wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And I would submit to you that the Sefer HaAgur would certainly sit down for the tefillin shel yad bracha, whereas he would stand up when he got to tefillin shel rosh bracha. And all this is based on the Kabbalah, based on the Zohar. And the Darkei Moshe is unimpressed, as he always is unimpressed with these halachic calculations based on Kabbalah. V'lo nagu ken, ela meinichan shteyen mu'umad. All mitzvahs require bracha mu'umad. And therefore, tefillin is no different, that it makes no difference whether you're talking about tefillin shel rosh, which certainly, according to everyone, requires movement, but even the tefillin shel yad. What I'd like to study with you for the remaining time that we have is how did the later poskim develop these halachas? How do they pask? Because again, the Ramah was many, many centuries ago, and he paskins, of course, that our minig is to make two brachos on tefillin, one on shal yad, one on shal rosh. Our minig is to wear tefillin on chol hamoed with a bracha. Our minig is to stand for both tefillin, shel rosh, and tefillin shel yad as well. That you'll see in the Ramah on your page 3. He says on the bottom of page 3, Yesh misha kosav simon chof hei, Yesh misha kosav laniach shel yad miyushav shel rosh meumad, the augur b'shem ha-zohar, v'medinos elu lo nagu kein el shteyen meumad, we stand for both of them. And now, what I want to look at is a later posek, and that is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, you'll see on the top of your page 3, and he writes on the comment to the Ramah that the minig is saying lo nagu ken shtei meumad. He writes nearly the hanocha tehei miyushav, that what he should do is he should put his tefillin on when he is sitting, va'bracha va'kshira tiyeh meumad. In other words, I think, and we'll see if the rest of the words of the Magen Avraham bail me out. He is trying to make some sort of compromise such that we can fulfill the will and the desire of both the Ramah and the Zohar at the same time. What should we do? In a sitting position, he's meniach the tefillin, which means he attaches the vise of the tefillin to his arm, and then he stands up, makes a bracha, and ties the tefillin. So he gets both. He gets the Zohar. The Zohar wants to have the tefillin shel yad be a shiva. And again, keep in mind that the Zohar is of the opinion that the tefillin shel rosh is the yamin, keneged zocha, which is always the ikar. And the tefillin shel yad is keneged the small of shamar, which is the tofel. And therefore, to make a contrast and demonstrate the higher significance of the shel rosh, we do it b'amida. Amida is always covered. Says the Magen Avraham, you know what? I recommend the following pshara. Put the tefillin against your arm, the yeshiva, tefillin shel yad. You've already been mekayim the ratzon of the Zohar, because you've indicated that the shel yad is inferior to the shel rosh. But then you want to fulfill the Ramah's dictum that every mitzvah should be recited, a brach should be recited by me'umad, every mitzvah, and any mitzvah that we do be yeshiva, there's some reason that justifies why we do be yeshiva. You know what? I got an etzah for you. After you put the tefillin smack up against your arm, then stand up and be mevarech. And the bracha will be chal on the kshira. Now, many of us, I don't know what your minig is, will recite the bracha even before the hanocha. Why? Because over lasiyosid means over l'tchilas ha-mitzvah. The beginning of the mitzvah is placing the shalyad on the arm. So the bracha should be chal. The bracha should be recited before you place the tefillin shel yad on the arm. But the Magen Avraham is in a tough position. He wants to compromise here, so he allows you to put it on the arm while you're sitting, then make the bracha while you're standing. Kosav bechof hei. Okay, so I'm not sure who chof hei is right now. Beklole aposkim. There is a little circle here. He tries to tell you what the chafei is, but I don't have it on my page. Maybe you have it. He says, "Kol davar shebali akabola vazor cholkim magmara halacha chagmara vaposkim niu imbali kabola machmirim yesh ahachmir gamkein kol davar shaluhuska begmara vaposkim afal pishen iskar vakabola ein ani yicholim lachuv Linhog Kain? He says, if you have a minhag that's written in the Zohar but doesn't appear at all in the poskim, we cannot compel anyone to observe the minhag of the Zohar. But, he says, although in a head-on collision, we're going to be machmer always for the Talmud against the Zohar, but if there's a chumrah in the Zohar, and you can fulfill that chumrah without in any way endangering compromising the psak halach of the Talmud Bavli, any of the rules of psak, then we're going to be machmir like the Zohar, and therefore we should put the tefillin shel yad against our arms, be yeshiva, then stand up and recite the bracha and complete the hanocha with the maisa, with the maisa kshira. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah have to say about all this? So let's take a look at the bottom of page 3. He writes, Ayin Magen Avram, Shirotz Lachriya, Da'anocha Shalyad Tiyam Yushav Abroch Tiyam Bamido, Avol Bel Yo Rava B'Shem Rashal B'Tshuva, Kosav D'mi Lanu Gadol, Mi Rash Mi Kinon, Sha'achar Shalom Ad Kabbalah, Hayim Espal Ketinok Ben Yomo, The Mishlo Yochel Ahasig Sodal Nochon Yavo Lekatze Spinitios, and he wants to suggest here that there are poskim who disagree. They take issue with this Magen Avram. They want the entire Anochas Tefillin of the Shalyad to be done by Mido, and Rabbi Shimshon Mikinon, who is one of the Rishonim, after he learned Kabbalah, he was Mispal Ketinok Ben Yomo. He was so inspired by the Kabbalah. But nevertheless, we don't have the capacity to understand the sod of the Kabbalah. And you know what? Even the great Kabbalists discourage us from studying the Kabbalah. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, based on these poskim, that the bracha and the hanocha, everything together should be done ba'amida v'ber agro chiyat agam lefi azor mutal aniyach ha'tfilin shal yad ba'amida. The Gaon wants to say, because the Gaon also is very impressed by the Zohar, and therefore he would rather reinterpret the Zohar so we don't lose the psak of the Zohar, and say that the Zohar is not opposed to the Tefillin Shel Yad Ba'amida, and therefore we should go back to the original minhag. Kosav HaKnesses HaGdola Klolei HaPoskim. Now we know what the Chaf Hei is. It's the Knesses HaGdola. Kol Dovah Shebali HaKavol V'Azor Cholkim HaGmor V'HaPoskim Halacha HaGmor V'HaPoskim. Okay, this we already saw in the Beit Yosef, and now it's being codified by the Knesses HaGdola. The Knesses HaGdola was the final word, I think, in somewhere in Tunisia or one of the Sephardic countries. Umiu, he writes, this is the second klal, in Bali Kabbalah Machmirim Yesh LaHachmir Gam Ken, as we saw in the Magen Avraham. V'imlo huzkar v'gemara v'poskim ha'pi shenizka v'kabbalah einon yicholim lachuf linog kach. So the Mishnah Berurah basically summarizes the klolei ha'poskim that we saw in the Magen Avraham, but through the Knesses HaGdola. V'din she'eino muzkar v'hepok v'shasu v'poskim yesh leilech achadivrei ha'kabbalah gam v'mokum she'esh plukta v'en ha'poskim is divrei kabbalah yachriv. So even the Mishnah Berurah gives a great weight, lends a great significance to the Kabbalah. Again, we're not going to paskin like the Kabbalah against the Gemara and the Poskim. We're not going to force anyone to accept a minhag in the Bali Kabbalah, which is not written in the Poskim. However, if we have a din which is not mentioned anywhere in Shas or in Poskim, it's a total vacuum. So you won't find anything in the poskim or in the shas, nay or yay, then we should follow the Kabbalah. And if we have a machlokus amongst the poskim on something that you will find absolutely no clear-cut text in the Bavli, and there's no reason to accept these poskim or the other poskim, you're in a toss-up situation. It's like kol kavur kimechz al mechzadomi. So how do you tip the scale? It's based on the Kabbalah. That's how we should tip the scale. So that really is what I wanted to cover with you today. If we had more time, I would speak to you about where the Arizal fits into this whole picture and how Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with this issue of Zohar and Divrei Kabbalah, and all that you'll find on page 6. And basically, when the Arizal paskin something based on Kabbalah, Rabbi Shafeinstein claims that the poskim have all the right in the world to disagree with the Ari, to be machriya the halach neminig against the Ari, even if the Ari is basing himself on Divrei Kabbalah. And that tshuva, Rabbi Shafeinstein, has to be studied very carefully because it has quite a few important repercussions, halach lemaisa. And what's important for our discussion, but we don't have time for it now, is what's called Dilugim b'tfila. In other words, if somebody comes late to davening and he finds the tzibur at the end of, for example, Pesuket Zimra, he's going to have to jump around to catch up, then what should he be skipping? What should he not be skipping? And there's a machlokus here amongst the poskim, whether we should rely on the Zohar's understanding, not rely on the Zohar's understanding. And the Mishnah Berurah in one place, which is on page 4, he says that the Beis Yosef had a malach who would come and reveal to him the secrets of the Zohar. And it's an unbelievable parsha here, which I don't want to go into now, but the malach, based on the Kabbalah, really gave it to the Beis Yosef. I don't know. It sounds like the Beis Yosef was coming late to shul. I don't know exactly. Thank God we ran out of time. Of course, the next piece is like really controversial. I just want to read a few lines from the Tshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein or Chaim Chelik Dalet. He writes, with regard to Birchas HaShachar near Belaila, what should you do if you were up the whole night? And the Mishnah Berurah paskins, with regard to near Belaila, that lo yivarech baboker, he should omit a number of brachos in the morning, birchas alkai neshama, birchas haTorah, birchas mavrishena. And this issue is really a machlokas haposkim. The achronim, the late achronim, write at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, and we mentioned it before, that whenever there's a machlokas between the poskim, we should be machriya based on Kabbalah, and the Arizal decides that we should be making these brachos. So how could it be that the Mishnah Berurah advocates that we should leave out these brachos? He himself, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes this klal, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Poshut Shakabola Tachria, when the Mishnah Berurah writes, based on the Knesset HaGdolah, that Kabbalah is Machria and Machlokas HaPoskim, that's only Kabbalah B'Sefer HaZohar V'HaTikunim, that dates back to the time and the authorship of Rashbi, Heim Divrei Tanoim, Aval Kisvei Ari, even though the Ari was so great, but nevertheless, who ki echad mikol haposkim, sherashoim lachlok olav af bedivrei Kabbalah. V'imkein kevin de'ika plukta sofeg brachos lahakil yesh tov l'shmoa osan me'acher, etc., etc., etc. So just to summarize, according to the Tshuva Rav Moshe, there's a fundamental difference between the Zohar and the Arizal. The Zohar is already Divrei Tanoim. That lends a heck of a lot of weight. And in the Machlok Saposkim, the Mishnah Berurah advocates, based on the Knesset HaGdolah, that we should be Machriya in favor of the Zohar. However, in the case of the Arizal, he's considered like another one of the Poskim. He doesn't have the clout of a Tana, as great as he was. Now, if you'll turn to page 4, give me a second. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Bola Beis HaKnesses U'motza Tzibur B'sof P'suki Zimra Omer Baruch Shomar Mehul B'tishpachos HaKartil David Ad Me'atavir Olam Aluyach Kach Alu Hashem and Shemaim. He tells you which kapitlach of P'suki Zimra Tilim you should recite. And here the Mishnah Berurah says the following. This is Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. The best thing is to come on time. You don't have to skip. Which means the malach that used to visit the Beis Yosef on a nightly basis. His hilah Beis Yosef lovel the Beis Haknes bashkama kadesh yuchal ispalo kasei there. V'lo b'diluk ki ahose kein mehape chatzinoros. So this is pretty amazing, because what's going on here is that the Malach is showing up to the presence of Beis Yosef, maybe in a nocturnal dream, and the Magid is telling the Beis Yosef, you better come to Shul on time, so that you shouldn't have to skip around in davening. You could say the davening kisidram, kisidura. Ha'osekein, if you change the order, it's called Mahapichatzinoros. So the Zohar, it's attributed to the Zohar, the position, advocating that you have to daven keseder because of the tzinoros. This is all based on Kabbalah, and there's a certain definite sequence of kapitlach, and you have to follow that. And therefore, based on this, many people are very careful to come to davening on time. That's the Anshei Maisa, so they can daven with the seder. What happens if you come late? Well, L'chora, you're going to have to do a bedilug. The Zohar is not going to be happy about that. However, the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi was asked the question, what's better? Should he daven bedilug, like the Shulchan Aruch says, or l'fi haseder, the way the Zohar has? And he paskins that from the Zohar it would seem that a person should be mispal al haseder. So Rabbosai, remind me that we're up to this particular Mishnah Berurah over here, and we'll hopefully get a chance to come back to this, but thank you very much.